Hello, you lovely listeners. It's Tuesday and time for your news show. It is the 25th of July, 2023. Here comes the best in tech that went on over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you right now in less than 5 minutes. Now, we're going to start off with a price hike. This price hike belongs to Spotify Premium subscribers, at least in the U.S. to start with. More than likely, this is going to be going everywhere. Yes, Spotify announced yesterday it's raising the cost of the premium subscription, at least in the U.S. to start with. And those of you keeping count, it's the first time in 12 years. So they're joining the likes of other premium streaming services, like Apple, Amazon, even YouTube Music. Premium subscribers will see their subscription increase by $1, with a single plan costing $10.99. Now, the duo plan will be $14.99 and the family plan $16.99. And those of you on the student plan, well, it's going to be $5.99 now. Now, the reason for the increase? Well, according to Spotify, it's in response to an evolving market landscape, whatever the hell that means, and is to give Spotify cash so it can keep innovating. Well, pretty much, in other words, everybody else went up, and we're going to go up too. Well, you've been dying to try Bing Chat, but just hate Edge? Well, apparently Microsoft has taken notice. And because of that, it's no longer exclusive to the Edge browser. It's now rolling out on Chrome and even Safari. Now, according to a Microsoft spokesperson, the reason for this? Well, they want to do testing on other browsers and are excited to expand access to even more users now. I bet they are. Now, there will be some limitations. Of course there will be. Why have the full experience for something free? You'll have to be logged into your Microsoft account. And prompts are actually limited to 2,000 characters. They're actually 4,000 on Edge. Conversations also will reset after 5 queries, unlike the normal 30 on Edge. Now, the current Bing Chat, yeah, it's still powered by ChatGPT-4, so you're more or less getting the same features as you would on Edge. Just slightly limited, of course. And finally, staying with Microsoft News and their Xbox division. All right, gamers, hands up. How many of you love pizza? It's great, isn't it? Just goes right along with the game you're playing. So much so, you grab your pizza, grab your controller, and then they start smelling like one. Apparently, Microsoft took note of this and say, why don't we just make a controller that already smells like a pizza? Yeah, that's what they did, and who knows why the hell they did it. I guess for complete novelty. Oh, and movie promotion. Yeah, that's right, Paramount, you might have heard about the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem. Now, we all know how much those turtles just love their pizza. Well, they've teamed up with Paramount to give away a limited batch of pizza-scented Xbox controllers. That's right, take a whiff and a sniff, and you'll smell all that cheese and pepperoni while you're playing your game. Now, the design actually comes in 4 variants. Gee, what could those be? Oh yeah, Donatello, Leonardo, Michelangelo, and Raphael. Now, those of you out there saying, boy, I want to buy this. Well, you can't. There's no way to buy one of these gamepads, even if you've been a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fan since the late 80s. No, you're actually going to have to follow Xbox Game Pass on Twitter. Oh, wait a minute. On X. And you'll actually have to retweet a post no later than August 13th. I guess after that, Microsoft does all its magic work and picks out a few people. So your chances of winning, probably slim to none. However, though, you can always order a pizza and wipe it all over the controller you got right now. It'll be the same old experience anyways. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way. BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find everything going on at the British Tech Network at BritishTechNetwork.com, the home of the news show, the Mac Show, and the Big Show as well. By the way, if you love the news show and would love to support us, we'd love your help. Head to patreon.com/BTN News today. And also, don't forget about the BTN community. We'd love for you to be a part of it today at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show back at your way on Thursday. Get you caught up on the best in tech. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. Thank you, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.